But one of the things that usually leads clients to our doorstep is this kind of like spiritual bankruptcy. Okay. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by spiritual bankruptcy is that one day you wake up and you look in the mirror and you're like, I don't know who the beep that is looking back at me. I don't know how I became this person. I have been, doing XYZ that has been not in alignment with who I really am, or I've been, not standing up for myself or not taking care of myself or sacrificing what it is that I really want. And we might not have that language necessarily, but a lot of the experiences that have united everyone who listens to this show and who has joined our communities is this sense of like, how did I wake up as this person? I don't recognize this person. I don't know who that is looking back at me in the mirror.
For most of us, belonging to a stepfamily was never part of the plan. We never planned to get divorced, never planned to fall in love with somebody who already had kids, and an ex-spouse who's not going anywhere. But here we are, trying our best to solve the blended family puzzle. I'm Brittany Lynch, and for the last 15 years, I've been working with the human body, mind, and spirit. As a certified stepfamily counselor, mental health nurse, and having been a stepmom myself for the last decade, I've learned that happy stepfamilies are built by healthy people. Welcome to the Whole Stepfamily Podcast, where you will learn how to create peaceful, loving, authentic stepfamily relationships that allow you to be who you really are so you can love the life you live and the people you live it with.
As we wait on the timing, together we find it, there's more than one way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Whole Step Family Podcast. You can't tell by how calm my voice is right now, but I am so excited that I'm like busting out of my skin. We have a really cool guest on the show, and I'm going to talk for a second before I let you hear about her, but she's freaking cool, you guys. Okay. So I'm upstairs in the kitchen getting myself some water and some coffee before I come downstairs and record this podcast interview. And I have this moment of like complete elation. Because I can't believe that my life is my life. Like, I can't believe that I get to do this for a job. I can't believe that, like, this gets to be my work. And, you know, I've been ever since we've like rebranded and we've become the Whole Step Family and we've kind of expanded the scope of the people that we work with. And as I kind of get deeper into my spiritual journey and see the way that the world is like opening up and changing kind of around me, I get hit with these waves of gratitude sometimes that just about like literally knock me over, like that, like literally just about take the breath out of me. And lately, you know, we just got word that we have been, thank you for listening, by the way, thank you for rating, by the way, thank you for reviewing, by the way, because we just got word that we are ranked in the top 2.5% of podcasts in the whole entire world. And this business was born out of my bathtub. You know, this business was born, this conversation, these conversations that I'm having were born because I was miserable in my bathtub, half drunk all the time. I don't drink anymore, you know, but for me to look back on where I came from to now this being my life and the kind of work that I get to do every day and the kind of people that I get to serve every day and the kinds of conversations with cool people like Tammy, who you guys are going to get to listen to right away, I can't believe that this gets to be the kind of work that I get to do is like this conversation. This conversation is the kind of the pinnacle of that. So it'll all make more sense in a second. I'll stop stealing your show, Tammy. Why don't you go ahead and let us know who you are, where are you from, and what makes Tammy so special that I'm busting out of my seat, excited to talk to you.
Well, first, I just want to say that totally made me tear up. That is beautiful. I think those thoughts all the time about my life, too, where I just go, oh my goodness, how is this my life? This is amazing. I get to do all the things I want to do, and I get to work with the most amazing people, and God, I just have the best life, you know, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. So, like, I relate to that so much, and I love that you feel that way, too. That is actually my mission in the world, is to help people feel that way. You know, that's what I do. So I am a numerologist. I help people. I always say I help people learn who they are so they can get what they want. That's my little catchphrase, I guess, that my business coach helped me come up with, you know. I've been practicing and now teaching numerology for 18 years. I learned from my mom what she studied when I was a baby. And I watched her do it my whole life. I kind of like just would watch her. She would always do it as like a parlor trick, it felt like. She would always do it like after dinner or at a party. And I would always watch people go, oh my goodness, how do you know so much about me? And I thought my mom was so amazing. But she always did it like as a background thing. And I always wanted to learn it. And then when I got older, I would ask her and she would say, oh, you're not mature enough, or you're not old enough, or you're not ready. And then finally, when I was 30, I moved back in with her for a year and I said, okay, well, you're going to teach me now. And she said, I don't want to teach you. It's too much of a responsibility. I don't want to burden you with this, you know? And I didn't really understand what she meant. But what she meant, I know now, is that you take a huge responsibility when you do this kind of work. Like, this is not to be taken lightly. This is not just junk food that I'm doing with people. This is not like just a reading. And when I sit with someone, I am bringing you back to who you are. I am awakening you back to who you were meant to be. And I'm telling you what your plans were before you came here. I'm telling you why you came here and what you're meant to do. And I'm telling you all of the best things about you so that you can actually step back into that purpose, you know? And so, so my readings are life-changing. They always have been, you know, people come to me years later and still tell me that, that my reading has awakened them. What I do is I'm very in touch with my guides. Like, I'm very in touch with myself. I'm very in touch with my guides. I talk to my guides. I channel messages through myself. The more I can back up and allow them to come through me, the better it works. And I've learned over the years how to do that really well. I actually talk to my guides and your guides when I sit with you. I actually connect to your energy field and I deliver messages straight to you that you need right now. But I also tell you what your plans are for this life. I don't know. It's my calling, and it's been my calling for so long. And I really finally realized what a calling is. You know, it's so funny because people come to me all the time and they say, I don't know what I'm here for. I can't find my purpose. I don't get it. And I finally realized a few years ago, your calling actually isn't something that you're searching for. Your calling has been here all along. It's just waiting for you to find it. You're like, it's waiting for you to answer the door because it's been knocking the whole time. Your calling's always been here. It's actually the opposite of what you think. You're not searching for it. It's searching for you. It's like, please accept me because I'm here. I'm going to jump up and down until you get it. And once I realized this is my calling, it's like everything in my life just fell right into place. You know, finally, when I accepted it, it was like, okay, this is what I do, you know? And now that this is what I do, now I'm really impacting lives. Like, now I'm really shifting people and helping them grow. And anyway, so let me back up a little bit because I'm going full force, but I'm from Austin, Texas. I didn't even say that part. So I live in Austin, Texas. I was born in Pennsylvania and raised there. And I moved to Texas about 11 years ago. And I do most of my work out of my house though. So it doesn't really matter because I'm actually all over the world. I'm in all different countries all the time. So through Zoom anyway. What do you want me to say? Like, is that we're like just rambling?
No, it was perfect. It was amazing. We're amazing.
I like went full force and then I went, wait, I didn't even answer any of her questions.
That's okay. I mean, whatever needs to come out comes out, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, let's if you're still listening to this, it's because you're a little bit woo-woo. We're going to make that assumption, okay? So in the world of woo-woo, there's all kinds of fun things. I don't like to use the word woo-woo, but I kind of use it as like a reclamation of spirituality, you know, as like a joke, but not joke, because when you know, you know. So you don't mind calling it woo-woo. Anyway, when we look at things like spirituality and energetics and the kind of more mystical, esoteric sorts of questions that people can have about life and existence and purpose and whatnot, usually people find their ways into like all kinds of spiritual paths, right? Now, numerology is one of those paths. So if you are listening and you've never heard of numerology before, Tammy, could you like let us know, explain to me like I'm a third grader, what is what is numerology? And who is it for?
Okay. So numerology is the study of numbers and how they apply to your life. That is basically the very basic of what numerology is. The idea behind numerology is that we reincarnate many times, and we do that because we're trying to learn all the aspects of what it is to be human, and we're trying to learn all of the aspects of what it is to be human with other souls that are being human with us right now. So it's very, very important for us to understand this experience ourselves, but it's also equally important for us to understand how to have a relationship with other souls in this experience as well, because this is a very tough school. So we're trying to learn together how to navigate it, you know? So basically we come into a new life, and every time we come into a new life, we make a new plan. We record that plan into our birthday. And then numerology is the language that reads that plan. So basically I always say I am a translator for you, because I am going to remind you of your plans. I always say my readings are not psychic readings. They're not to be considered a psychic reading, although there is a psychic element, because I do channel with my guides and your guides, because I connect to your energy field and I channel messages that you need right now, you know? But the part that is not the psychic part is that it's basically like a remembrance. It's like I tell you things that you know are true, but you don't know why they're true. It's a really kind of odd feeling, because I will tell you things that make sense to you and you'll go, but I don't remember when I knew that. And I don't remember when I forgot that, but I know that that's true. And so what I'm really doing, like, it seems like I'm doing one thing on the surface, but really what I'm doing is I am unlocking you. I am actually bringing you back to who you were, like who you are, and what your plans were. And I am reminding you of that. So when I remind you of what you came here for, it kind of wakes you up out of this dream, you know? And then you go, oh yeah. And so the world just shifts a little bit for you. And that first shift makes you go, oh, there is more that's possible. And then that kind of is your first breadcrumb. And then it keeps going, you know? And if I talk to someone a year later, they come back and they say, wow, that reading was pivotal for me, you know, because it was the first time, first of all, for most people, it's the first time that somebody said, you're amazing, you have superpowers, you came here on purpose to do something, you know. And second, it helps them because it's like it gives them permission to be who they really are, because I tell you who you really are. And you believe me because I'm telling you the truth. Like, I'm not just pulling things out of the air. I'm saying you came here to do this. You came with this gift and that gift. And a lot of those things we don't ever talk about. So when I say that, you go, how do you know that? You know? And I'm like, because it's in your energy field. It's part of you. It's what you came here to do and be. And so it really honestly, you know, I think of a lot of psychic things as junk food. And I don't mean that in any derogatory way. It's just that you have a reading and it's like really fun for the moment. And then you walk away and you're like, oh, that was cool. You know, this isn't like that. This is soul food. This is like, I reawaken you to your purpose and you actually become a better person because you met me. And that's always my goal in life. You know, like if you look at my chart, my goal is to collect all of my soulmates from my soul tribe and to reawaken them to who they are so that they can actually ascend faster, because we're all ascending soon. And it's really important that to prepare for ascension, we actually reawaken to why we are here, you know? So once we do that, you actually, you know, start walking in your path again, you know, the way you're supposed to. And instead of being, you know, asleep, kind of. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, no, this is fine. We're great. We're great. You're okay. Doing this okay. We're just going to let it ride. Okay. So as you're talking, a couple of things are coming up for me. Okay.
Okay.
One of them being that, one of the things that most commonly leads our clients to our doorstep is, and if you're one of our clients, I mean this with love, but one of the things that usually leads clients to our doorstep is this kind of like spiritual bankruptcy. Okay. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by spiritual bankruptcy is that one day you wake up and you look in the mirror and you're like, I don't know who the beep that is looking back at me. I don't know how I became this person. I have been, you know, doing XYZ that has been not in alignment with who I really am, or I've been, you know, not standing up for myself or not taking care of myself or sacrificing what it is that I really want. And we might not have that language necessarily, but a lot of the experiences that have united everyone who listens to this show and who has joined our communities is this sense of like, how did I wake up as this person? I don't recognize this person. I don't know who that is looking back at me in the mirror. And when you talk about, you know, helping people use their numerology or basically figure out what is your purpose based on the day that you were born, right? Like take the numbers of the date, take the date that you were born and use those numbers to communicate things to you about yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that when we hear this question of like, what's my purpose, a lot of people will naturally kind of gravitate toward the question of what am I supposed to be doing with my career? Mm-hmm. But I can't help but wonder, you know, because I know how transformative that relationships are for us. How much of figuring out your purpose is done like in career, and how much of figuring out your purpose is done like in relationships, in partnerships, in like parent-child relationships? Like, yeah. Like there's, I guess what I'm asking is there's more purposes than just like what you do for work, right? So like, how does numerology play into relationships?
Okay, so that's kind of a layered question a little bit. I will say, when I'm looking at a chart, you know, people come to me and they're like, oh, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And they are always talking about career. Sometimes they're talking about love too. I do a lot of relationship readings, but like, they're really usually coming to me and saying, what am I supposed to do for work? And what is the right thing? And you don't have one right thing. You don't have one right path. You have free will. So you have a plan, and the plan is very intricate. It's way more intricate than we think it even could be, because our brain can't even concept how big the plan actually is. But even though you have this plan, you have free will. So that plan can kind of change, you know, and it just changes. And that's why we have spirit guides, because our spirit guides are always working to put you back on that path and put you toward that plan, you know, meet the right people, do the right things, do the things you intended. But they can only help as much as you accept them into your life. And we typically aren't taught to even know that they're real. So we tend to get off track a little bit, sometimes a lot. But even when we're off track, it really is never off track, because there's never actually any right or wrong. There is just what it becomes, you know, and we're always learning. When it comes to relationships, before I go into that, you have many life purposes. So like, there is one main life purpose. It's usually a spiritual purpose, though. It doesn't usually make human sense. But you actually have many, like the chart has many life purposes. And it's kind of like it all kind of weaves together. So there's not really one main thing that I will tell people. It's always a whole bunch of things. And that's why it's so helpful too, because it gives you a roadmap. It gives you like, this is what I am meant to do, you know, in lots of directions. When it comes to relationships, I like to take two charts together and say, why are you in this relationship? What does this person need? And what does that person need? What are you getting and what are you not getting? And how can you meet each other's needs better? That's usually what I'm looking at with relationships, because you can just tweak a relationship just a little tiny bit and then it solves the whole problem. You know, it just like you get these two people that get together and they're really amazing in the beginning. And then all those little things that they thought were amazing now turn into these things that annoy them. And the truth is, all that really happened was one needed nurturing and wasn't getting it, or one needed more attention and wasn't getting it. You know, like security wasn't there or trust wasn't there. As soon as you tweak that just a little bit, you say, oh, he needs more nurturing. And then the girl starts doing that. It's like he turns into the man that she always wanted him to be, like instantly. You know, it's so easy because you can see that in the charts. You can see what people need and what they're getting and what they're not getting, and you can feel it in their energy field. Relationships and career and everything that you do in life, it is all important. It all matters. And when it comes to your purpose, the way that you decide what is right for you, this is what I tell people all the time. The best way to decide what is right for you is you say, does this bring me joy or does this make me want to throw up? You know, like, does this feel good or does this feel awful? You know, and I'm never saying that about like drugs or alcohol or things that are detrimental, you know, quick fixes or external solutions. I'm always saying that about the inside. If you can drop into yourself, like, this is what I always teach people, because I used to be an Uber driver and I used to teach young women this a lot at bars. Like, I would pick them up from bars and they would be with these really sleazy, gross guys. And like, you know, they'd have a fight in my car and the guy would get out and we'd have these crazy drama, you know, incidents. And I would sit with the girl and I would say, listen, when you go to a bar, when you go anywhere, I don't care where you are, when you go somewhere, just go in the bathroom for like 3 seconds, close your eyes, put your hands on your heart and say, am I safe? Is this right for me? Does this bring me joy? Is this good? Listen to your body, like learn how to listen to your own navigation system. Because if you just did that for 3 seconds, that sleazy guy would have never got in my car and put us both in danger, you know? But the truth is, that's how you navigate life. You literally just listen to what you like and what you don't like. You say, does this bring me joy or does this make me want to jump out of my skin? Does this feel good or does this feel terrible? You know, am I making choices every day that just constantly make me feel like I'm suffering? You're not here to suffer. I know that sounds like some kind of like news, you know, because we're constantly taught to suffer. We're constantly taught that we don't deserve and that we're not good enough and we shouldn't have anything that we want. That is all social conditioning. Tell a baby that. You know, tell a baby they don't deserve every single thing in the world. Tell them that they're not perfect and that they don't, you know, deserve every single thing that they want. They won't react well, you know? And the reason why is because we are born knowing that we are supposed to have a good life, that we're supposed to do things that bring us joy. Another thing I want to tell you about relationships is that, you know, a lot of us are here working on karmic bonds. We're trying to break karmic chains. That's a really popular trend that I see in the charts right now, because a lot of us are on our last lives or close to it, because we're all ascending soon to whatever the next level of learning is. Okay. And I don't know what that is. I just know we're almost done here in this human experience. We've been here for a long time. Okay. So a lot of us are ascending. So we're working on karmic relationships. So we're facing things from the past that we haven't been willing to face before. So it's either, you know, we did something to them or they did something to us in past lives. And now we're coming in this life and we're facing it. karma is not something that we understand. It is not a human concept. It is also not our job. We think that karma is our job. We think that it's our responsibility to clear it and to make it better. It's our responsibility to do the best we can with what we have and what we know. It is not our responsibility to work on clearing karma for real. Karma isn't even a concept that we understand. It's a universal concept, not a human concept. Karma is simply the balance of the universe. It is every action has an equal and opposite reaction. That is karma. That is all it is. It's good and it's bad, and that's all that it is. And the universe will never, ever stay out of balance. So it doesn't matter what we do as humans. It matters what we do in the long run, all the way around, and our lives are forever. They're infinite. So really, honestly, we don't die. We just transform, and we go through many, many lifetimes in probably many, many places, you know. And for us to think that karma is our job, that's one of the biggest things that ruin our lives, that make us miserable, is that we feel this with somebody. We feel that we're supposed to work on something. So we keep working on it. And really, we're just banging our heads against the wall. We're just like trying to get this difficult person to see our point and to make amends with them. The truth is, it doesn't matter. Like, it really honestly doesn't matter if we fix it, because we don't even know what we're working on. It's better to fix it on the other side when we both have awareness of what we're even working on. But the truth is, we spend our whole lives with these difficult people, and we constantly try and fix it and try and fix it. And we're just suffering. We're making both of ourselves miserable. And I tell people all the time, just walk away. Like, when it's a difficult relationship, choose happiness. Choose what makes you happy. And I'm not saying just give up on all your relationships. I'm saying don't keep hitting your head against the wall with somebody that is not ever going to change. Like, and I say this from experience. I spent over 20 years trying to have a relationship with my dad until I finally realized he is not going to see it my way, and I am not going to see it his way. And that's okay. We don't have to. We can love each other from a distance, and that is okay. But we were making each other miserable by trying to fix it, you know, because it's not really fixable in this life. We don't have the awareness that we need, you know. So always choose joy, choose happiness, choose what feels good. Don't choose the very difficult path. It does not serve you, and it does not serve them, and it does not make anyone happy. You are not here to suffer.
Okay. So I want to switch gears a little bit here, because I want to decode the mysteries of the universe.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
I was going to tell you I could give you a mini reading as well.
I would love that. Honestly. Okay. So I can't believe I'm going to do this. That's okay. That's okay. I'm so excited. Okay. So for the record, if you're listening, Tammy and I have never met before. We've never talked before today. She knows nothing about me. So let's see what she's got to say. And you can go as vulnerable as you want with me. She's like, I'll tell let the numbers tell me. She's gonna see right away why I even said that in the first place.
Do you know what? Like, people always say that, and then I start telling them things, and they're like, I can see it in their face. They're like, oh God, how does she know that? Okay, what is your birthday?
March 2nd, 1989.
Oh no, you have the worst numbers. No, I'm just kidding. Dun, dun, dun. No, you have,
I'm you awesome, have so that's a lie.
You're like, I'm awesome.
I have the best numbers and the worst ones.
You have good numbers. Okay, so just give me a second. I'm gonna write it out.
Okay.
And you can talk while I'm doing this if you want to. Fine.
Okay. While Tammy is preparing my reading, I'll answer a question that some of you may have had about why sometimes I go by Brittany and why sometimes I go by Shakti. And it actually has to do with numerology. So, as many of you know, my credentials are as a registered nurse, certified step family counselor, and I'm a Kundalini yoga instructor as well. And part of the lineage of Kundalini yoga is that you inherit a spiritual name as like a blessing on your path. And that spiritual name comes from numerology. And that spiritual name is meant to point you toward, I guess, like your purpose, right? So when I had the opportunity to interview Tammy for this podcast, I was very excited about that because I have already this connection with numerology because of the Kundalini yoga that I teach. And I, unbeknownst to me, there's different kinds of numerology and different variations of it. I thought it was just like numbers are numbers and one language is one language, but as language is, there's always different dialects and ways of interpreting. So, what I'm saying while she's preparing this reading is that sometimes you will see me go by Shakti G1, and that is because that is my numerology name as blessed to me by Kundalini Yoga. And Brittany is the name that my mother, God love her soul, she's still alive, I don't know why I said it like that, but that, hi mom, Brittany is the name that my mom gave me, so I see Tammy's looking at me, so here I am on the edge of my cushion, and here we go.
Okay, I do totally see your hesitation, actually. As like I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, I see why, you know, like I see why you say that you are completely okay with me saying anything, because you are a very authentic person. You are somebody who walks in authenticity, you walk in integrity, and you're someone who does not like to have secrets. You're not a secret keeper. Not that you can't, just that you prefer not to. So that's one of your things. It's one of your strong values, actually. You are also somebody who has relationship troubles. Usually that's earlier in life and we grow out of that. But you definitely have had a series of relationships that are difficult and probably, you know, not just, you know, love, but like family and friends and bosses and just life, you know. I can definitely see that. And the reason why is because as good as you are with your voice, like obviously, you know, doing this kind of work, you're very good at speaking and you're very good at you're very good at speaking. You're very good at speaking for others, and you're very good at guiding others. Okay. You are not very good with your own voice. You struggle very much when it comes to you. Okay. You have a lot of trouble with, so I'll give you my example that I use. So my brother is an incredible artist. He's a tattoo artist, he's an artist, period. He's the best artist I've ever seen. He can literally draw something that is in his head. It looks like that on paper, maybe even better. And if you describe to him something you want him to draw, he will draw it better than you can imagine it in your head, you know? So he can take these ideas out of his head and turn them into something on paper. So this is how you are with thoughts. I mean, you're the opposite. I'm using this as an example. Okay. So you have these really strong emotions and these really big feelings, and in your head, they sound a certain way. When you open your mouth to say them, they come out all weird, like a different language, and people don't understand what you mean. And it's not when you're talking about other people or when you're trying to guide someone or help someone, you're always very clear and very good at that. But when it comes to yourself, when it comes to advocating for yourself, when it comes to expressing your own wants and needs and desires and things like that, you're not very good at that. Your voice comes out just kind of like, so I know a lot of people that do this where they actually start being quiet, you know, because whatever they say gets misinterpreted. They're very misunderstood. And a lot of times these are the introverted people. Like you see them become introverts because they actually they close in on themselves because they don't know how to express themselves. And they have these really big emotions and they don't know how to give them to anybody. They don't know how to show them or tell them. So they become feelers instead. So you're a feeler. You're probably an empath. And you're somebody who is always feeling the world instead of speaking the world. You know, like it's kind of like you've learned how to shape your actions so that people understand you because your voice does not come out the way you need it to. So it's a really good way to be. It actually turns you into somebody who manifests really easy, but you're also a master manifester. So you are somebody that is really capable of manifestation. And that most of that is because you're such a feeler, because you actually feel the world. And I know you said something to me in the way beginning that you don't visualize well, that you feel more than you visualize. You said something like that. And now looking at your numbers, I'm like, that really tells me how in touch you are with yourself, because you are that. You are that person. You're somebody who, I don't know if you ever have visualization going on, but it doesn't matter because you're really good at getting in touch with the feeling of things. And manifestation is a little bit tricky because we've been taught all different ways, and a lot of those ways are not actually accurate or helpful. And the truth is about manifestation is that the visualization part doesn't actually matter. It's not really what causes the manifestation. What causes the manifestation is the vibration that it's in. So if you can match the vibration, you can have anything that you want. And the visualization just helps people like me that are visual. You know, it helps me get in the feeling of what that would feel like. But really what you're always trying to do is feel it. You're not trying to see it. You're trying to feel it. So, and the reason why is because we are energetic beings and we live in an energetic reality. So everything is energy. And if you're trying to match an energy, you're trying to match the feeling. That is how you actually vibrate like something that you want. So, so you're very good at that. You are also somebody who you're on your last life. I don't know if you know that, but you're on your last life. You are also somebody who came here just for this time. You are the Aquarian age child or the golden age child or whatever you want to call that. You are here specifically for this time that we're in right now, because right now we're in the Great Awakening. That's what people are calling it. It doesn't matter what you call it, but what we're really going through right now is and a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't understand what's going on. But even people who are not spiritual can't deny it at this point that something's happening, you know? But as spiritual people, we can feel it. We are seeing it. We know it for sure. What's really happening is that the veil is being attempted to be lifted again. And what the veil is it is our awareness of who we are, where we came from and where we go and things like that. The veil was never meant to be permanent. And I'm not going to go into the whole story of how I know that or anything, but like the veil was never meant to be permanent. It was a temporary fix, at the time of creation. And it was always meant to come off, but every time the veil was attempted to be lifted, we find out how powerful we really are, and then we kill each other and we just go crazy and act crazy. So there's many times documented in history where the veil was attempted to be lifted, and like Atlantis and Lemurian were one of those times. Jesus was one of those times. the Dark Ages was one of those times. There's all these times where the veil was attempted to be lifted, and then we found out how powerful we were, and we just like went on these killing sprees and went crazy, you know? So this time, sorry, my throat's a little messed up because I just had the flu a couple weeks ago and it's just not clearing. Anyway, what happened is that this time is a different kind of attempt. This time we all split up throughout the world. That's why a lot of light workers don't live near each other. It's because we all took different places in the world, and we've been doing that for, you know, I don't know how long. I don't know if it's like 100 years or 100 lifetimes, but all I got was 100 when I asked about it. Either way, we're at the end of it, but we've been splitting up over the planet in all these different places to raise the vibration in each of the places, because it used to be that whenever the veil was attempted to be lifted, it would be attempted in one area. And it didn't work. So then, you know, the powers that be, whatever you want to call those, God or the higher power or source energy or the universe, whatever you call that, they decided that if we all split up over the planet in different places, we can raise the vibration slowly over many lifetimes. And then when it's time to lift the veil, we'll all be ready for it because it's been slowly happening the whole time. And that's why you're feeling a lot of shifts right now, because we're preparing for that. So we're hoping that we don't all kill each other again, you know, but nobody knows what's going to happen. And the truth is that it doesn't really matter because we don't really die. We just change different, you know, we just change energy. We change who we are. Anyway, the point of all of this is that you are here specifically for this time. This was not easy to come here for this time because there was a line of people waiting, you know, like there was a line of souls that wanted a body to be here for this time because this is a pivotal moment in history that's never happened before. And so a lot of us really fought for our spot here. And you are somebody who said, I'm going to be there and I'm going to see this happen. And I don't care if it's good or bad. I want to watch this, you know? And so that's why you're here. That's your main life purpose, actually, is to experience this time. And so in this lifetime, you're probably feeling the desire to see more things. And you're probably noticing the beauty in the world more than you would normally, you know? And I can see that you have lots of gratitude going on, you know? So that's very obvious. You're also very psychic. You have a lot of psychic ability, a lot more than most people. You're somebody who it's turned on. You know, everybody has the ability to do anything that they want psychically, but some people came here with it turned on, and you're one of those people. So you actually have the ability to do anything psychically that you want to do, and it's just a matter of you asking your guides to show you how, you know. And then if you don't like something, you also have the ability to turn it off, which is something that people don't understand about psychic abilities. A lot of people think, I'm stuck with this. Oh my goodness, this scares me and I don't like it. Well, the truth is that you chose what you were going to have. Like, we choose what we're going to have in this lifetime. We choose what superpowers we're going to have, what we're going to work on, what we're going to learn. So you chose that. And because you chose that, you have full ability to turn it off and on anytime you want. It's just a matter of learning how to do that. And really, that is just you getting in touch with your guides and learning how to work with them and ask them to work with you. Say, I like this, I don't like that. I like this, I don't like that. And that's simply how your powers work, you know? You probably have known that already, though, because you do also have a very high awareness, like a very high spiritual awareness. You're working a lot in the spiritual, and you have completed a lot of your things already because you're on your last life. So you've already completed a lot of the lessons that you would need for that awareness, you know. So you're operating at a higher level. You're also somebody that kind of always knows a few steps ahead. You have a lot of vision of the future. You don't always trust that vision. You have a lot of self-doubt. You're actually ruled by self-doubt, which is hard, you know. You also have self-worth issues. So I'm sorry to say those things, but they're true.
I'm cracking up. You can't see this, but I'm cracking up, you guys. She's bang on. Anyone who knows me well is dying right now laughing. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So this is your main problem. Hang on one second. I'm so sorry. They're in the craft room and I have to be really quiet. I'm recording a podcast. Sorry. Okay. So you are someone who is, sorry, I want to feel, so whenever I stop, the reason why I stop is because either the numbers are speaking or my guides are speaking. So, or your guides, you know, like, I don't know if it's my guides or your guides. I just know the guides are speaking. but I like went to say something and they're redirecting me. So that's what happens. It's like they just kind of say, no, talk about this, don't talk about that. Talk about this, don't talk about that, you know? And then there's certain numbers that I ask them if it's okay to talk about. There's one number in your chart that I haven't decided if I'm going to talk about yet. So it's not a bad number. It's just a little bit controversial. So, okay, you have this pattern. Okay, so you are someone who is very passionate. You're a very passionate person. You're a little bit obsessive. I don't want to say, okay, I'm just going to say it. You're a lot obsessive, okay? Like, I'm like, I don't want to say that because it's kind of offensive, but the truth is you really are. You fixate on things, and that's a really great thing for your business, and it's a really great thing in relationships when it's reciprocated. When it is not reciprocated, it's a little toxic, like extreme, actually, extreme toxic. But yes, you do have that. You are also, you are also somebody who is, okay, so you have a level of insecurity, and this insecurity is something that you have worked on a lot. Like, I can feel it. Like, I can feel that you've worked through this a lot, not all the way, because it still comes up, okay? But I want to tell you something about security. So specifically insecurity. Insecurity is not actually caused by us specifically. It is caused by the person we're in a relationship with usually. It is the one time that I will say, you are not accountable for that. So like, I believe in full accountability. I'm somebody who takes accountability for everything that I can, probably more things than I should. But I believe in full accountability. I believe that you should always say, this is mine and I will work on it, and I was wrong and I'm sorry and all those things. Okay. But when it comes to insecurity, the only reason that people have insecurity is because someone gave them a reason to feel insecure. Okay. And it is your choice to buy into that feeling. Okay. To magnify that feeling and things like that, to take it to some crazy level or whatever. But the truth is, you wouldn't have that insecurity if that person was not either talking about their ex or talking about other women or talking about, you know, what they could have or should have or would have, or putting you down somehow. So if your partner gives you that level of security that I'm in it, I say I'm in it, I prove to you I'm in it, and then they actually do prove that to you, you don't actually ever have that problem. So like, you are someone who, okay, so I always say this about this number. I always say, you know, men will talk about their exes and they'll say, oh, she was so clingy and she wouldn't leave me alone and she always needed constant attention. And it was like, no matter what I did, she never felt, you know, secure. They don't say it in that way, but that's what they mean. You know, they say actually awful things, honestly, about women like that. Okay. But, and we say it about men too. But the truth is, that woman would have been the best woman you've ever been with, the most loving, the most kind, the most supportive, the best thing you ever touched, if you would have just given her a level of security. If you could have provided for her the ability for her to know that you are in it and you mean it and she had nothing to worry about, that woman would have turned into a superwoman for you instead of someone who is clingy and insecure and needy and all of those things. Because a good woman needs that. You know, like, a good woman cannot be a good woman with a man who is constantly making her feel like she's not good enough, you know? So I always say that security is on the side of your partner. It's not your responsibility. It is your responsibility to blow it out of control, you know, like to blow it up and take it different. You are supposed to manage your own emotions, you know, that is your job. But it is their job to provide that for you, just as it is your job to provide that for them. If you're talking about your exes and you're talking about other men and you're pointing out people who are hitting on you whenever you go somewhere, they're going to feel insecure too. And that's your fault, you know? And so that's how I feel about that. That's just my personal feeling, you know, from my past experiences. But I think that you are somebody who has gone through both sides of that. And I think that you are someone who understands the difference really well, because you felt secure at times and you have not felt secure at times. I don't know if you understand why those things happened the way that they did, but I know that you know that those things happened, you know? And so I just want you to know that if you are ever feeling insecure, it is time to have a talk with your partner. It is time to say to your partner, I need you to show up and say you're in it and mean that you're in it and show me that all the time. And if they do that for a certain amount of time, you will have that level of ground under your feet, so you won't have that problem anymore, you know? And then you'll be free to be this loving, beautiful person you are, because you're someone who's all heart energy. Like, you're someone who is like just so loving, and you will pour yourself into somebody. But you won't do that if you feel insecure. So that's your thing. you are, go ahead.
No, I mean, I just want to, she can go on, guys. Can she go on forever? We have like 3 minutes left, and I'm really sad, but that was extraordinary. That was extraordinary. Mom, are you listening? Danielle, that's my baby sister. Did you hear that? Sarah, did you guys hear that? Sorry to call out normal or specific people, but that was extraordinary. That was extremely powerful. Hilarious, because it's so accurate. Like, I'm super obsessive. My mind, like, I'm super obsessive, 100% obsessive. Yeah. It's like the thing that drives me the most crazy about myself. But I, you know, this was really, I'm going to listen to this a bunch of times, because I feel like there's lots of stuff in here too that's like, I didn't catch on that first round. I'm at a complete loss for words. I feel very seen.
Well, let me tell you that I could go on for at least another hour and still just tell you the basics. So I just want you to know that there is so much more to you. And you're a very dynamic, amazing person. You're very confident. You're very successful. You have success right in your numbers, you know? So like, you're somebody that should be successful, but struggles as well. So like, I think you're always bordering on knowing if you're going to be successful, or even when you reach that. So the reason why you came on today, and I don't know how you normally open your podcasts or anything, but the reason why you have that extreme gratitude is because you are constantly checking in. You're like, am I doing okay? Is everything all right? Am I successful? Am I not successful? Am I messing it all up? You have this extreme accountability with yourself, and it's beautiful. You know, it makes you such a beautiful, dynamic person, and it makes you somebody who walks in gratitude. That is the highest level of existence, is walking in gratitude, because not only are you appreciating everything that you have, but you're drawing more in because you're doing that, you know? So you are walking in your purpose, like 100%, you know, I can feel that.
I'm going to end on this note. First, I'm going to let Tammy tell us where she can find us, because everyone's going to want 1,000 readings now. Second of all, I need to figure out how to become a numerologist, because I want to know more about myself.
Well, numerology is an amazing modality, and I am teaching it now. Most of the people that are in my class right now, I'm in my beta round. I'm actually launching it again in about a month, because we're entering level 2 in a month. So I'm going to run level 1 again, because it's been amazing. It's been the best class I've ever taught. Most of the people in my class are so like, they're already doing their own things. Like, they already have modalities. Like, some of them do Reiki, some of them do other kinds of readings and things like that. And in the interview process, because I have a really big interview process for it, I don't accept just anybody. It's a big deal to me. It's a very sacred practice to me. So it is kind of hard to get in. But in the interview process, most of them told me, you know, I'm going to combine this with what I already do. And it's going to be so dynamic. And I can't wait to see what they do with it. So I'm so excited about that. Anyway, so where you can find me is TamulaPresti.com, just my name.com. Or you can find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook group. I have a lot of free content in there. I just put these graphics up every day, like the 3 means this and the 4 means that and the 5 means this. And it's just little tidbits all day, all the time, where you can just learn more about yourself. So my Facebook group is called Numerology and Spiritual Wisdom. I also have a membership group where every month we learn a new subject. Like I teach a new subject every month, and then we spend a whole month practicing that subject. So right now we're doing manifestation and magic. So I taught people how to manifest this month, and we're working on manifesting things. Last month we did communication with loved ones on the other side, how to establish communication, and then how to practice that communication. We did repeating numbers and how to communicate with spirit guides. We did the other one that we did so far is energy and color projection. I have this thing that I created called color projection, and you can actually like make things happen. You can change people's moods. You can get raises with it. You know, I always teach my clients how to get raises at their jobs, and it's like instant. Like the next week, they'll be like, I got a raise. Holy crap. You know? Yeah. So yeah, like I do all these fun things. So yeah, it's just TamulaPresti.com, or you find me on Facebook. I'm not really on other platforms yet. I'm kind of new, you know, kind of like working through it. I've been working on this business for 5 years, but I'm finally actually in alignment with it, and it's working. So, you know,
we're going to make sure we link every single one of those things up in the show. So everyone can find you. You're extraordinary. This is extraordinary.
Sounds extraordinary. Great.
Thank you so much. This was amazing. I wish I didn't have to go right now, but I have a client waiting for me. I assume you do too.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Sorry, guys. We love you. This is the way I want to end. First, I want to end in like an extreme amount of appreciation, because I know you didn't have to do that. And that was I really appreciate that. I feel very seen by that. Thank you.
I'm so glad we did it.
I do. And the second thing I want to say that probably wraps all of this up in a nice bow, okay, is like, yes, we suffer as humans. Also, thank God this is my last round of Earth school, or my first and only round of Earth school. But something that I have learned, something that is like one of my own personal mantras, is that everything is beautiful when everything is beautiful. And we can focus on what's not, right? And I have experienced a lot of suffering in my short 35 years of life, as probably I intended myself to, but I have learned, you know, through Kundalini yoga has been a big part of that, that it is, two people can look at the exact same thing and one person can see heaven and one person can see hell. And so much of our life is about perspective, and so much of our life is about the energy that we bring to it and the way that we show up. So if I can offer you, this is $1 million advice, like write this down and read this over and over and over. Everything is beautiful when everything is beautiful. And that's as simple as life gets to be. And I'm going to obsess about this for the rest of the day.
That's okay.
Like a dog with a bone. Yeah. Tammy, you are absolutely extraordinary. This has been the best day of my whole entire life.
Aww.
I'm so thrilled to know you. I'm going to join everything you have, take all my money, and go somewhere fun.
Aww, I love you. I'm so glad I met you too.
I know, it's the best ever. Okay, we're going to link Tammy up in the show notes. You guys are going to love you lining up at her door to get a reading, because I know you're dying to learn more about yourself and the language of numbers. So Tammy, thank you so much. It's been just an absolute honor.
When you're chasing after what matters, your heart knows where to go. If the moon gives up right. stops it shining, you know you'll have a hand to hold as we wait on the time.